From marriage on to divorce. In Britain, high-rolling hedge funds looking for investments in a down economy are picking up some new business. They're now funding high-stakes divorces for spouses who can't get traditional bank loans. As The World's Laura Lynch reports, it's raising eyebrows among those who already make a living in the divorce industry.
Take a few wounded souls, offer them a chance at free legal advice, counseling, and an instant makeover, and you've got one of Britain's most unusual trade shows.
If you tilt your face towards me, that's it. Brilliant.
It's the Starting Over Show, the official title for a divorce fair, taking place at a waterfront hotel in Brighton. This stall is offering professionally shot portraits for those ready to enter the world of online dating. There's also a place to get a massage, hypnotherapy, and crystals for spiritual healing. And they know their clientele. There are bowls of chocolates everywhere. But there's serious advice on offer, too. Law firms, financial advisors, counselors are all here. Fiona Hills, separated with two children, looks a little nervous as she surveys the showroom.
We've sorted out the access for the children. We've sorted out a little amount of money that I get from him. But we've not got to the stage where we're going to sort out divorce, houses, pensions, all the black and white stuff.
Hill says the reason is the sheer cost of paying for a divorce.
I'm a single mum working 22 hours with two kids and I get a little bit from my ex. But yeah, it's tight. So I wouldn't have a couple of grand to go through solicitors to pay for that now. But if I had, that would make a difference for me to decide to go through it now.
Lawyer Alan Larkin knows that many people here are worried about the same thing. The recession put a lot of divorces on hold, but he says that's starting to change.
There are some signs. Certainly from the beginning of the year, we've been inundated with inquiries. Incredibly busy.
So off we go. Shh! Fantastic. And then we're going to, with the other hand, you're going to do it down the back. Shh! Excellent.
In a room down the hall, Jane Orr, who calls herself a consultant psychic therapist, is showing about a dozen women how to clear away their negative energy fields. She's also telling them they can get what they want, including great wealth, by visualizing it. Of course, those who are already rich probably wouldn't come to a show like this. Their divorces are in another league, one where warring spouses may need truckloads of cash just to get to court and to dig up the dirt on any hidden assets. With banks tightening up credit, they're turning to people like Timothy Mayer of Allianz Litigation Funding.
Most of it is very big ticket, you know, multi-million pound divorces, even higher than that sometimes. We're not at the stage where we invest in cases that are a wing and a prayer. They have to fit our parameters. They have to be very good prospects of success. There has to be that relative certainty of recovery and so on.
Hedge funds get involved where more risk-averse investors fear to tread. So in exchange for funding a divorce, they expect a 20 or 30% cut of the final payout. There's no return unless the divorce goes through. So does Mayer feel there's anything wrong with betting on a marriage breakdown?
I don't think you go into the case with taking any sort of moral high ground. I mean, you know, we're here providing an investment facility. But I don't think we're profiteering. I think we're, in some circumstances where it works, we're providing access to justice that otherwise might not be there.
Back at the divorce fair, lawyer Alan Larkin says he's heard about the hedge fund option, but it makes him uneasy.
My God, they will be really taking their pound of flesh. It's not like the normal commercial arrangement where you know the interest up front and you know whether it's going to be compounded and the terms of repayment. They're just going to take a huge chunk of flesh. It's in effect, I think.
And I ask that you forgive me for my past mistakes and my anger born out of sadness for the loss of shared dreams. I am committed to letting go with love.
Of course, there is another way. The divorce fair is featuring something called a letting go ceremony, a kind of reverse wedding for couples who are splitting up. It's the final act for those who have managed to get through divorce and remain friends.
As the minister, I would now offer healing through the anointing of oil. Rose oil to heal your hearts and bring you love, trust, respect and understanding.
And while they may have to pay for the ceremony, it costs a lot less than all the money it takes to drag everything out in court. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch at the Starting Over Show in Brighton.